Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on building a future jungle vocal texture for timeless roller momentum. Today we're not making a lead vocal. We're making a ghost in the mix, a textured, moving vocal layer that sits behind the drums and bass, adds emotion and tension, and helps the track feel alive without stealing the spotlight. This kind of atmosphere is huge in drum and bass. It's one of those details that can make a loop feel like a record. You've got the break, the sub, the energy, and then this little human trace drifting through it all, pulling the whole thing forward. The big idea here is simple. In a dense roller, atmosphere should create momentum, not just fill space. Let's get into it. First, choose the right vocal source. For this style, you want something with character, not a polished pop lead. Think single phrases, spoken words, soulful one-shots, ad-libs, breathy vowels, or even tiny ghostly syllables like ah, oh yeah, or ha. A phrase like don't let go or I'm still here can work beautifully, especially if it already has some emotion in the performance. If the source is too clean, don't worry. We're going to process it into something much more atmospheric. Drag the vocal into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. If you want to keep it simple and flexible, turn Warp on and try Complex Pro. That's usually the best starting point for full vocal phrases because it preserves the character while letting you stretch and reshape the audio. Set the clip start so the usable part of the phrase begins cleanly. If you want to go more rhythmic and playable, you can also slice the vocal to a new MIDI track. That's great for turning little vocal hits into an instrument. But for this lesson, stay on audio first. That gives you a strong base for texture design. Now let's build a basic vocal texture chain. Start with EQ8. This is where you clean the sample up before it starts living in the mix. High pass the vocal somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz to remove low-end mud. If it feels nasal, dip a bit around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it sounds harsh, soften the 3 to 5 kHz range. The goal is not to make it perfect soloed. The goal is to make it sit behind the drums and bass without fighting them. Next, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass filter and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. This is a really important move for future jungle textures because filtered vocals feel like they're receding into the track, like part of the memory of the tune rather than the front of the mix. A touch of resonance can add a nice ghostly edge, but don't overdo it. Then add saturator. This is where the vocal gets a little age, grit, and weight. Push the drive by about 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and if it suits the source, try analog clip mode for a warmer, crunchier character. The point is to make the vocal feel less pristine and more glued to the distorted break and bass energy. Now add echo. Ableton's echo is perfect for this kind of dubby, rolling space. Try a delay time of 1/8 or dotted 1/8, set feedback somewhere around 20 to 45%, and keep the dry wet fairly low, around 10 to 30%. Filter the delays too. Cut some low end, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, and roll off the top somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. A little modulation here can make the repeats wobble in a really nice way. After that, add reverb. Keep it controlled. You're going for space, not a washed out cloud that smears the drums. A decay around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and dry wet around 8 to 20% is a solid starting point. If you're using hybrid reverb, try a plate or small room character with a little tail. Just make sure the low mids stay clear. Finish the chain with utility. This is where you manage width and mono compatibility. If the texture feels too narrow, widen it a little. If it feels too huge and unstable, pull it back. And always check it in mono, because a vocal texture that disappears in mono can cause problems on club systems. At this stage, you've got a processed vocal, but it's still behaving like a sample. Now we turn it into atmosphere. A simple way to do that is to chop out a short one bar or half bar section and repeat it across 2 to 4 bars. Slightly vary the start point so it doesn't feel too robotic. Those tiny inconsistencies actually help make it feel vintage and human. You can also reverse a vocal tail and fade it in. That's a classic jungle move. Reversed swells are brilliant for transitions, breakdowns, and build-ups because they create motion without demanding too much attention. Another good approach is call and response. Make one chop happen early in the phrase, then let a longer tail answer it later. That gives the texture a little story. It feels like the vocal is breathing with the track. Now let's give it rhythmic movement. One option is auto pan. Set the phase to 0 degrees so it behaves more like tremolo than stereo panning, then sync the rate to quarter notes, eighth notes, or even triplets. Keep the amount subtle to start, maybe 20 to 60%. This adds motion without making the texture seasick. Another option is gate. If you want a more chopped, rhythmic effect, you can sidechain it or use it to carve the vocal around the groove. A short release can turn a sustained phrase into a pulsing texture that locks to the drums. And of course, volume automation is one of the best tools you have. If the drums get busier, pull the vocal back. If the arrangement thins out, let it breathe more. For roller momentum, automation is king. It's often the difference between a static loop and a track that feels like it's moving somewhere. Now let's talk about space. A very smart move is to create a return track for shared atmosphere. On that return, load echo, then reverb, then EQ8, and maybe the compressor for sidechain control. This way, you can send the vocal into one shared dub environment instead of treating every sound like a separate world. A nice return setup might be a quarter note or dotted eighth echo, moderate feedback, a long reverb tail, and some filtering so the return doesn't clog the mix. When you send the vocal into that space sparingly, it feels integrated and musical. For more future character, add subtle modulation. If you have Max for Live LFO tools available, you can modulate filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb amount, or width. If not, just automate those moves by hand. Gentle movement is the key. The texture should feel alive, not random. You can also use chorus ensemble lightly for a bit of stereo shimmer. Just a small amount can widen the vocal and make it feel more futuristic. Another nice trick is to add a touch of pitch shifting. Dropping the vocal by 3 to 7 semitones can make it darker and more haunted. Keep it filtered and you get that eerie future jungle mood really fast. Now let's make sure it fits the drum and bass pocket. This is the part people often miss. A vocal texture only works if it respects the hierarchy of the track. The kick, snare, and sub are sacred. If the vocal is fighting those elements, the whole roller loses impact. So keep the vocal above the sub. Clean out muddy low mids if needed, especially around 180 to 400 Hz. If it's clashing with hats or rides, soften the harsh upper mids. And if needed, sidechain the vocal to the kick or drum bus with a compressor so it ducks slightly when the groove hits. You usually only need a few dB of gain reduction for it to sit better. One really important detail here is the snare. In rolling DNB, the snare is the anchor. If the vocal masks it, the track stops breathing properly. So don't be afraid to automate the vocal down on snare hits or in busy drum sections. Now let's arrange it like a record. In the intro, use filtered vocal swells and reverse tails. Keep it mysterious. Don't give away the whole phrase yet. In the build, bring in short chops and open the filter a bit. Let the texture start to show its personality. In the drop, simplify it. Often the best move is to reduce density and leave only tiny ghost phrases or delayed echoes. That way, the drums and bass get to hit hard, and the vocal still supports the vibe without cluttering the groove. In the middle section, bring the emotion back. Let the vocal answer the drums a little more directly. Then, for a second drop or variation, you can darken it up with more distortion, pitch shifting, or more chopped fragments. Think of the vocal as a co-producer of tension. Use it more in transitions, lessen the densest parts, and always leave room for the snare and sub. If you want to make this super efficient, group the chain into an audio effect rack and map a few key controls to macros. A great set would be tone for the filter cutoff, space for reverb dry wet, echo tails for feedback, grit for saturator drive, width for stereo control, and motion for modulation depth or auto pan amount. That gives you fast control over the whole texture while arranging. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the vocal too loud. If it takes over, it stops being atmosphere. Don't leave too much low end in it. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't overprocess every parameter to the max. Subtle movement tends to feel much more timeless. Also, check it at low volume. If the texture still reads emotionally when quiet, you're probably on the right track. If it only works when it's loud and hyped, it may be too dependent on effects. Here's a strong little practice exercise. Take one vocal sample and make an 8-bar texture. Warp it in Complex Pro. Chop a 1-bar section and duplicate it. Put a EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility on the track. High pass around 200 Hz. Add about 3 dB of saturator drive. Set echo to dotted eighth with low feedback. Use a medium reverb decay and keep the wet level low. Automate the filter so it opens gradually over the 8 bars. Then add one reversed swell near the end and sidechain it lightly, on the kick or drum bus. When you bounce and hear it in the full mix, it should feel audible but not dominant. It should add mood, help the groove breathe, and leave space for the snare and sub to do their job. Here's the main takeaway. A strong future jungle vocal texture in Ableton Live 12 comes from a simple source. Careful warping, filtering, delay, reverb, subtle movement, and arrangement choices that respect the drums and bass. The goal is not just ambience, the goal is momentum. Keep it filtered, rhythmic, spacious, and automated with intention, and you'll get that timeless roller energy that feels emotional, heavy, and alive. If you want, I can also turn this into a version with section-by-section voice pauses for recording, or a tighter script designed for a 3 to 5 minute lesson.